This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we are continuing on with the Daily Stoic today. So it's the fifth day of this week, and I still haven't even left the month of January. In fact, I'm like into the start of the fourth week. So in relation to the Daily Stoic, now I've read the Daily Stoic before by Ryan Holiday and a guy called Stephen Hanselman. I think Ryan, he's also written, he's written The Obstacle's Way and Ego is the Enemy, which are both two other books around Stoicism. I quite like both those books. I think they're beneficial to read. However, I really do like The Daily Stoic. You can read it day by day. I definitely didn't. I got through it probably as quick as I wanted to. And at the end, it's like, if you got through this as fast as you could, then that's also really beneficial. They're like, we appreciate that. Thank you. Cool. So you can do it any way you want. Isn't that weird? Kind of like life. So today is in January the 22nd in the book. It's actually called The Day in Review. So once again, I'm going to give you a quote today, and the quote's from Seneca, and then how Ryan Holiday breaks it down, and then I'm going to put my 2 cents on top of that as well. So let's get started. And this is Seneca. I will keep constant watch over myself and, most usefully, will put each day up for review. For this is what makes us evil, that none of us looks back upon our own lives. We reflect upon only that which we are about to do, and yet our plans for the future descend from the past. That's from Seneca, Moral Letters 83.2. And Ryan goes to break it down in saying, in a letter to his older brother, Novicus, Seneca describes a beneficial exercise he borrowed from another prominent philosopher. At the end of each day, he would ask himself variations of the following questions. What bad habit did I curb today? How am I better? Were my actions just? How can I improve? At the beginning and end, or end rather, of each day, the Stoic sits down with his journal and reviews what he did, what he thought, what could be improved. It's for this reason that Marcus Aurelius' Meditations is a somewhat inscrutable book. It is for personal clarity and not public benefit. Writing down Stoic exercises was and is also a form of practicing them, just as repeating a prayer or hymn might be. Keep your own journal, whether it's saved on a computer or in a little notebook. Take time to consciously recall the events of the previous day. Be unflinching in your assessments. Notice what contributed to your happiness and what detracted from it. Write down what you'd like to work on or quotes that you like. By making the effort to record such thoughts, you're less likely to forget them. An added bonus, you'll have a running tally to track your progress too. Cool. Very good. Very good. Quite like that one. Why? Because it puts the day up for review. What is the day? Well, the day is only a small, tiny little script of your life. And why do I like that? Well, because if we don't do this, then we risk like hustling to the grave, right? That's all we end up doing. We just fucking hustle and we get the mortgage and we do all that kind of shit and then it's all said and done, right? And the thing about the ability to put each day up for review is a really good way to move into this space of self-awareness, self-reflection, and self-questioning. And I think self-questioning is something that is really underestimated in just how powerful it can be. And when we question, we don't question with an expectation of a particular answer, because then you're kind of tricking yourself. You question and you become curious about what arises from that question. And that's the powerful place to be in, because when we ask a question of ourselves and we're not committed to the answer, we're open to whatever arises within us, we have powerful insights into who we truly are. We can start to hear the voice that's a little bit more scared, right? And I'm not talking scared as in a timid person. I'm talking scared like the bully on the playground, right? The one that has to overpower the voice in your head, that one that's really there in your face and telling you, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to the calm, quiet one, the wise one that's within you, right? So I quite like that. The thing that I like here, Ryan goes on to say, at the end of each day, he would ask himself variations of the following questions. Now, the most important thing here is exactly what I just spoke about there. It's questions. Our quality of our life is thoroughly determined by the quality of the questions we ask ourselves. And this is what's so crucial about having someone to work with, whether it be a coach, a mentor, a psychologist, a counselor, anyone that's in a figure that has your best interest at heart, is that person can help ask questions that maybe you don't know to ask yet. And that can give you some insights. If you aren't open to how you're being perceived, right? If you're in a non-judgmental space, and this is the most powerful thing, if you're literally in somewhat of a safe space, not as in like my feelings will be hurt, but I'm open and curious about what will arise, then nothing can stop you from unraveling you. And this is the most powerful thing, is that often we let our ego get in the way of going, no, it should be done this way, or it should be done that way. It's like, no, no, no. Just deal with reality as it arises and be honest with yourself. And I think people that ask powerful questions that have your best interest at heart can be your best friend in that realm. What I also like about this one is it basically is auditing himself. He's auditing his day, right? Now, this is something that I probably mentioned before. I think I mentioned another podcast. I was with Miff, I think. And a mate of mine said, we always audit ourselves when things go wrong, but we rarely audit ourselves when things go well. It's like things are happy, you're in the moment, everyone's going, you know, everything's going well. It's like it's fucking summer, if you want to talk about seasons of life. And then I never audit myself. What did I do in order to be in a place where my life is like this? And how can I repeat that process, right? It's not how can I hold on to that emotion, because that's not conducive. That's not going to happen. But what can I do that's in my control to be able to give myself the best opportunity to be able to have the best life that I can? And so that's a really powerful question, because what it can look at doing is like, I'm most happiest when I am what, right? Audit yourself, not just when things are bad, when things are good. What did you do in order to get to where you are, so you know how to repeat it? The other thing that I quite like here is how he says about Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which I've mentioned before, is a somewhat inscrutable book. It was for personal clarity and not public benefit. Personal clarity. Do you want, like, once again, the wisdom and the insight in that is understanding that it's no one else's job to figure out our brain or know us or anything along those lines. But if we are fragmented within us, then our views of everyone else is also fragmented. And it's kind of like no one has this crystal clear, perfect understanding of reality. But we can do our best to get rid of the fragments in ourselves that we know are there. But we can only do it if we know are there. And so bringing it back into awareness is the key thing. And we go back to the questions and having people to work with. But it was for personal clarity. It is in your power each morning or each night or each lunchtime to sit down, open a book and journal and ask questions and be curious about what arises, just to repeat myself again. But like, it's powerful, right? And maybe like, don't think you have to ask heaps of questions. Sometimes when I journal, right, I'll go to the cafe every day and I'll read and I'll bring my book and I'll put musings there. And some days I have like, I write lists, some days I write questions, some days I write reminders, some days I write quotes. I do not have an agenda of what I'm going to write down. I write down what feels right. And that's so crucial, is to be able to be silent with myself enough to know what to write down rather than be expecting myself what to write down. So journal the way that makes sense to you. The last thing that I want to point out was basically like, write down what you'd like to work on or quotes that you like. By making the effort to record such thoughts, you're less likely to forget them. And added bonus, you'll have a running tally to track your progress too. This is so crucial. This is the way that we study for life, right? This is a way that our whole life, we can have something to contribute, if not to a whole population or a larger, you know, amount of beneficiaries, to our children, to the next generation that has a direct impact, that you have direct impact on. We do not get a choice. We do not get a choice if we leave an impact. We get to choose what kind of impact we leave. And that's a powerful thing to understand. So you will always leave an impact. Make sure it really is a legacy. Team, I'm done. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. As always, I do really appreciate it. If you found this podcast interesting, and you know someone else that would also find it interesting, I would love it if you would share it with them. Or if you're listening to it and you're on Instagram, I would love it if you post on Instagram and tag me. A couple of you guys did that this week with the Stoicism ones, and that's great. If I see that and if I remember, I'll always reshare it as part of my stuff as well. So thank you so much. I really appreciate all your support, guys. And as always, jump on Facebook, go to Mood Prep Online, join the group. A lot of the resources I talk about here, I'll put there. And that's changing very soon. I've said it a couple of times now. I'm just waiting for the new website to change. But otherwise, as always, team, thank you very much for listening. Until tomorrow or the next day or whenever we catch up next. Peace and pizza. I need some pizza. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.